Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I want to draw your attention that these first two verses are referring to the nation of Israel, the woman here. That there appeared a great wonder. The word wonder is mentioned a few times in this chapter. It literally means a sign. And I told you at the beginning of the study of our book of Revelation, there's oftentimes we take it not just literally, but how he describes it, we think of it in those terms. In other words, we're going to talk about Armageddon a little bit. And when it talks about the blood flowing up to the horse's bridle, I take that very literally. When it talks about hailstones coming from heaven, great fire coming from heaven, I take that literally. But there's also times when it's symbolic. The dragon rising up out of the sea and the beast and all. And this is one chapter where we're going to look at some symbolism here. That great dragon, that red dragon. Of course, we know that Satan is not a red dragon. Matter of fact, he was a cherub, that anointed cherub with covered a beautiful creation of God. He's not a red dragon, but anyway, we'll look at that in just a minute. But the symbolism that it represents here, but I want you to see in the first two verses, Israel's special favor. Israel's special favor. Do you know that Israel is God's chosen people? God's chosen people. And we see where there's a sign, a wonder, and then there's that woman who is Israel. And this, what we see here, the moon and under her feet and the head of crown of 12 stars, it parallels that dream. You don't have to turn there. I have it marked in Genesis chapter number 37. Parallels that dream that, remember that young boy named Joseph had? In chapter number 37 of Genesis, beginning verse number 9, speaking of Joseph, he dreamed yet another dream, and it told it to his brethren and said, "Behold, I've dreamed a dream more. Behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." He told it to his father. And to his brethren, and to his father, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed of? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth?" And his brother envied him, but his father observed his saying. Remember, when we were studying the book of Genesis, we looked at this passage of scripture. Well, that runs parallel. Those stars and all, speaking of Israel, that the woman was clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Of course, the moon, speaking of that obeisance, and under his feet, they're in control. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. And then verse number 2, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. Again, we think about all through Israel's history, beginning with Abram, who was the first Jew, first Hebrew, and Abraham. From then on, and I could even go back into the Garden of Eden, but we'll begin with Israel. Satan wanted to disrupt God's plan for his people, for Israel. I'll give you a couple of examples how he wanted to destroy that seed that would come into the world. Remember in Genesis 3:15 about that prophecy about you're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to bruise your head. In other words, he's going to crush you, that death blow. Well, the devil over the centuries have been trying to somehow thwart God's plan. Remember the story about Moses, and he was hid in the bulrushes, and all the babies were being killed. Remember, Satan had a plan to destroy the seed, the seed of Israel. Go a little farther, let's go a little farther. Remember, we can go all through stories how Satan tried to thwart God's plan before the birth of Christ, even after the birth of Christ. Remember when Herod wanted to slaughter all the, he sent the three wise men and to find baby Jesus. He said, when you find him, come back and tell me where he is so I can come and worship him. But really, he didn't want to worship him. He wanted to kill him. That's what he wanted to do. And after the wise men fled, well, he decided to kill all of the babies under 2 years of age in that area, and that's when Mary and Joseph fled to Egypt. I'm just saying the devil's always wanted to thwart God's plan. And Israel has always been persecuted. It talks about travailing and birth and pain to be delivered. Every day, almost every day in the news, you read something about or you hear something about Israel every day. that small little country of Israel. Israel is a country about the size of New Jersey, if you want to get it. That small little country. It has, I looked it up this morning, the population right now is approximately 9 million in Israel as of this year. The population in Florida is 21 million. I think they're all in Polk County. But that just gives you an idea of the population of Israel, 9 million, compared to 21 million here in Florida. Florida is 9 times larger in size than of Israel. So here Israel is that little bitty country that's surrounded by all those hostile nations, but yet God has protected them sovereignly. He's all through history, somehow he's had that remnant and protected them. Well, they're God's chosen people. And through Israel came our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it opens this up again in chapter number 12, a setting which is going to take place in the middle of the week. There's Israel. Through Israel came Jesus Christ. And verse number 2 talked about that travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And then verse number 3, there's another sign, another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great dragon. So we see Israel's special favor in verses 1 and 2. And then in verses 3 through 5, we see Israel's satanic foe, a special favor, and then a satanic foe. And we know who that is. It's speaking of Satan. It describes him here in the devil, Lucifer, verse 3. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And I don't want to go too much detail here because we're going to talk about that next week more. Chapter number 13 speaks of the Antichrist and all and the power that is given to him. And so I'll talk more about those heads and the horns, what all that represents. We'll look a little bit at Daniel and Daniel's prophecy. It all kind of lines up there. But because I'll talk about that next week, I want to move on. But we see that he's going to have power. 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And then verse number 4, in his tail, this red dragon, drew a third part of the stars of heaven. And we recognized this weeks ago when we talked about this. This is speaking of the angelic realm, that when Satan rebelled against God, that he took with him a third part of the angelic realm, if you will, the angelic beings. A lot of discussion, a lot of debate, when did Satan fall? Well, the Bible does not say when he fell, but we have some clues about the era, the time frame in which he fell. I believe that Satan fell after the creation of this world. In other words, he didn't fall billions of years ago. A lot of people think, you know what a gap theory is? You ever heard of a gap theory? A gap theory is something that many people believe that takes place between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. And they say between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2 is millions, perhaps billions of years of whatever time frame they would put that in. Many people believe, good men, believe that is when Satan fell, between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. In the beginning was the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And I use that word chaos and how Satan fell and created chaos and all. Well, again, I'm not going to go into that, but I believe that Satan fell. The Bible talks about that Satan walked in the garden of God, the Garden of Eden. The Bible speaks of him walking in the garden, which tells me that he had to fall after the creation of the heavens and the earth, and after he created the 6 days, he created the sun, moon, stars, the grass, the trees, the animals, and created man. Now, it's my opinion, again, that when Satan saw what God had created, Adam. Of course, out of Adam, he made Eve out of the side thereof. That's when Satan looked and he said, this is what I want.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Dixie Echoes live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's April 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.